Next patient is Alan Billy. That's A-L-L-E-N, Alan. Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E. The date of birth is 9-1-1953. Date of visit, 3-20-23. Please make a copy for Dr. David Carpenter, M.D. Carpenter, C-A-R-P-E-N-T-E-R. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is COPD and history of respiratory failure. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 69-year-old male patient who was previously known to have atrial arrhythmias and hypertension, was hospitalized for atrial ablation. The patient apparently went into respiratory failure with hypoxemia, and was placed on BiPAP in the ER. It was also seen by the cardiologist at Halifax Medical Center. And was treated for pulmonary edema and right pleural effusion. Following admission, the patient was treated for uncontrolled hypertension as well. And was taken for cardiac catheterization. The patient was subsequently released from the hospital and was weaned off oxygen prior to discharge, but had to be on diuretic therapy for congestive heart failure. Denied chest pain, some aphthesis, fever, chills, but has some leg edema. Next paragraph, past history includes history for cerebral aneurysm embolization with coil. Also had a colon resection for bowel obstruction, and has had diabetes as well as hypertension and CHF. Yes, he has had esophagitis and gastritis. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, family history. Father had diabetes and hypertension. Mother had diabetes, and one sister with diabetes and coronary bypass grafting. Next, habits: patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and recently quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, both parents died. I'm done with the family history. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient had fatigue, no weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms, no flank pains. He has shortness of breath, and no nausea, vomiting, no black stools, no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no anxiety, no depression. He has bruising, his joint pains, muscle aches, no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam this averagely built elderly male with alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 140/70, pulse is 88, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 175. Itching in the ear, norms, phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat was injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant death sounds. Wheezes were scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the anthems are irregular, as well as S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities, minimal edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the one plus with no gross motor lapses, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD with chronic bronchitis. And number two is history of coronary artery disease. Number three, hypertension. Number four, diabetes mellitus type 2. And next paragraph, plan the patient will use a Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms, two puffs twice daily, and a complete pulmonary function study to be done. Copy of his more recent chest X-ray would be requested. And the patient will come back for a follow-up visit in approximately 2 months. Thank you for his consultation. Copy for David Carpenter, MD. Thank you.